What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And now it's time for the Billy the Orphan Show. Call Billy and express your opinions on the issues of the day. Here now, Billy the Orphan.
You can call us up if you want to. I'm gonna talk on the radio right now, and my guest is gonna be Donald.
Hold on.
Shut up. My guest is gonna. That's my brother Timmy. Go get me some milk. Give me some milk. I want some milk. In the refrigerator, there's a big bottle, and you have to be careful with it. No, I want milk. My guest is going to be Donald Rumsfeld, and he's the secretary, and he's on the phone.
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Do you feel,
Who am I speaking with? Who's there? Who am I speaking with?
Do you...
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Billy the Orphan.
Billy the Orphan? What is going on, Mr. Secretary?
Do you feel bad about the Iraq war or anything? I wanted milk.
Who is this again? Billy the Orphan? Is that?
Yes, it's Billy the Orphan. It's a show.
This is bullcrap. You have to do it, Mr. Secretary. It's good for your image. I've got a plane to catch. Young man.
Who
are you speaking with?
Timmy.
Timmy. So I got Billy and Timmy. Is that what I'm doing? Is this the Billy and Timmy show? No, it's Billy the Orphan. Which one of you is Billy the Orphan?
I said I am. And I want to know if you feel good about everything.
Yeah, I feel great about everything. I have to take it seriously, sir. Yes, Billy, I feel great.
About everything that's going on in the Iraq war.
Yes, it's going. Is Britt Hume there? Because my understanding was.
Do you have a real life gun that you shoot and everything? No, I want milk. You can't have the chocolate milk till after dinner.
Wait. So I got you and a kid. This is tightening my jaws. I don't. Pull the phone away from me.
Do you have a gun?
Hold on for just, is this Billy the Orphan? Hold on for just a moment, if you wouldn't mind, Billy.
Do you have a gun?
I'm not going to do an interview with some kid.
Yep. Do you have a gun?
excuse me, what was your question?
How old are you?
I'm 75. I will have you fired, you piece of.
Do you have a missile? Or are you just glad to see me.
Okay, I want to speak with Mr. Hume. My understanding was I'd be on Fox News.
No, I don't want to have that juice. I want milk. Do you have a missile? You got a rocket in your pocket, or are you just...
Okay, this is... You... I am, at present, the Secretary of Defense of the United States, Billy, if I may call you Billy for short instead of Billy the Orphan, and I'm doing a job on behalf of the American people trying to ferret out terrorists.
No, you have your diapers dirty. I gotta change your diaper.
And I believe that terrorism is the number one threat to the United States. And also, I think the war in Iraq, I believe, helps circumvent, not circumvent, certainly, it helps to preempt, is the word I'm looking for, the possibility of attack by the terrorists.
You pooed, didn't you?
I'm sorry, did I poo?
No, my brother.
He asked me if I pooed. How much more of this? He's got an orphan. Good PR. My representative.
Hold on, my brother. I got to get another diaper. And, okay, I have one more question. Is that a mortar in your pants, or you just have...
Okay, I'm going to go now, Billy, and it's been a pleasure talking to you and your audience. Thank you very much, and,
Okay, my brother pooed. I got to change a diaper.
Yeah, you change his diaper. I'm sorry he pooed.
Okay, we'll take a phone call. Timmy, you have to not go in your pants anymore. I'm going to take a phone call. I don't care. Lou, you're on with Billy the Orphan on the Billy the Orphan Show.
Hi, Billy. Wonderful program this evening.
Thank you.
I was talking with a couple of coworkers about the Iraq election, and I was just curious what your take is. Do you believe there was really a 74% turnout?
You pooed in everything. Mom will be mad. Even though I'm an orphan, that lady that comes and feeds us, I think, is our mom.
All right, Billy, thank you so much.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Billy. Wonderful program. The No Child Left Behind, I think President Bush really, he broke faith with the American people. And I think it's something you need to address.
Oh, you did it again in your diaper.
Thank you so much.
I don't know where I'm going to put this. I can't put it in the garbage. I'll have to take it outside and bury it.
The Billy the Orphan Show. Brought to you by your neighborhood Norelco dealer. Shaving's never been so much fun. And by... Pampers. Never mind where you're going to put it. Just make sure it drops into a Pampers. This program was produced in cooperation with NBC News, which is solely responsible for its content.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up, we are going to be talking with Herb Sewell tonight. Mr. Sewell has written a book called Living Without Guilt. He has been incarcerated for some very serious crimes. We will just say crimes akin to what Michael Jackson's been accused of. And he's going to comment on Michael Jackson's problems. And I'll give you a little taste of what this guy's going to say. Basically, compared to some of the stuff he heard when he was in Atascadero, which is a psychiatric hospital for the criminally insane, what Michael Jackson's accused of is small potatoes. Should we judge our criminals on the curve? Should we penalize them on the curve? That's the discussion coming up tonight. 1-800-449-8686. Time now for our By Request flashback. And we're very gratified. We get so many requests for this one. It's like the way we run our flashbacks is I guess, the way a lot of music stations run their favorite songs. Are the songs that get the most requested, you know, action on the phones are the ones that get played. So this is one of our big ones, and it's requested here by Jamie Mascaron in Charleston, South Carolina. He writes, "My name's Jamie Mascaron." And then that's all he writes, and we just guessed that he won. No, he goes on to say, "I'm in Charleston, South Carolina. Can you play Mavis Leonard's All You Can Eat Negro? I love that bit. On a separate note, there's a guy I know who sounds exactly like Jeff Dowder, except he's real. Thanks, Jamie Mascaron." Thank you so much for that unneeded information, Jamie. And here it is now, All You Can Eat Negro.
Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I fear that my nephew
And not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. Then, in other words, in hell.
I don't know. I fear is not with the Lord, no. And because they ate part of his body like a limbo.
You fear that that Roman Catholic communion is they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI AM 640. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yes.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh my God.
That's fine.
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because
you've
been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of the man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, ma'am, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
I'm just calling
you
to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh at me?
No, Phil, can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Excuse me, yeah. Man, let me ask you a question here.
But like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone line.
Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
Oh, you can eat Negro.
Can eat Negro. Oh, God. So, I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
There you go. That's by request, our flashback for this evening, All You Can Eat Negro. I got to tell you something. I'm 52. That bit was from 1997. Okay, so we're talking 8 years ago, which means I was 44 at the time. I sound like that much younger? Did you hear my voice? Hi, welcome to KFI AMC. You know, another, it wasn't that bad, but it was way up. Do our voices continue to age as well as the rest of us? I mean, I can listen to, I have tapes of myself when I was 16. And if you at home, any of you guys have any tape recordings of yourselves when you were kids, it sounds exactly like you, only speed it up. It's exactly, that's exactly what our voices younger sound like. I wonder what Lloyd sounded like when he was a kid. You know, we should get him on the phone and find out what Lloyd sounded like when he was a kid, because he's so freaking old. I wonder if he had a squeaky little voice. But it's funny to me that at this point in my life, my voice could actually change, but it has. It sounded a lot, I don't know, sounded...
More gay, I think.
I didn't say more gay, did I?
Well, I mean, I don't mean gay, but it's more effeminate.
What is?
The way you were on the tape.
You mean the all-you-can-eat Negro?
Yeah, it's all, welcome to KFI.
It didn't sound like that.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
No, it didn't, man. I was listening to the same thing you were. You're full of crap.
It was really very swishy.
Bull crap. What do you mean swishy? It was just younger sounding.
It was, I'm glad you sound like you do now. I'm glad I didn't even know you back then. If I had known you back then, I'd have been very frightened for my private area.
You know what, man? Before I smack you, maybe you should leave.
Well, you can't hit me.
Get out of here now. Go get me coffee. Go get me one of them Diet Cokes I asked you for like a half hour ago.
Just because I said you sound like a swish.
Yeah, and that freaking tape, that didn't sound like a swish. I just sounded more, I don't know, it's squeaky or something. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, Hal and Viola will visit us. Bob Bakian is over the Vatican in Rome, where the Pope is taken ill. He has a problem... relative to his larynx, believe it or not, larynx spasms. I don't know if that's life-threatening. I mean, in my gig, it would be bad. I don't know, with, you know, the Pope, what the hell? All he has to do is go out on a balcony and wave. Who cares what he sounds like, right? I mean, he probably doesn't want to talk. I mean, if he had a problem with his right wrist, maybe he can't wave that hand, you know?
Swish.
And we'll also have, my understanding is Kyle Holster is going to be coming in here.
He's outside right now.
Kyle Holster's from the West Los Angeles Yoga Institute. How you doing, sir?
Hello, Phil.
How are you, sir?
Phil, I'm very good. Thank you.
And you were... I was on here talking about my bad back, and you've come in. Bud contacted you?
Well, he told me a little bit about you had a problem with your back, and this is something that yoga can deal with. And what I'd like you to do right now, I brought a yoga mat.
This is a yoga mat, huh?
Yeah, you're supposed to lay on it.
No kidding, man.
And Phil, would you stretch out down there?
Now, let me strap on a remote microphone here so the people can... Get your hands off my neck. I'll do it, okay?
Just trying to get your collar loose.
I'll do it. Okay, now I'm down on the yoga mat here. And my problem is, Kyle, is I've got a... I guess a sprained sacroiliac.
I understand what that is. And a sprained sacroiliac is the... Your hip bone, for want of a better term, has positioned itself, sort of skewed itself. This is a wonderful exercise for that malady. This is called the Arkarna Dhanusana.
Okay, and what is that?
It's Hindu, Sanskrit. Now sit down here on the ground, the Arkarna Dhanusana. Stretch your legs out in front of you like that, Phil.
That wasn't me.
Guess it was, everybody at home.
That was you making a noise.
No. It made you fart. Because you're the...
Excuse me for just a moment, will you, Kyle?
Certainly.
Get out of here.
You can't hit...
Get out of here. All right, so you want me to stretch?
Yes, now put your leg up over behind...
I can't, it's hard for me.
I can help out.
I think I need the young man's help.
Go ahead, bud. What are you doing, man?
Trying to get your leg out.
Perfect. Now, stay that way for about 20 minutes.
What are you talking about? Get your hand off my leg. No, he said you got to stay that way. Get up. Hold on. Mr. Hall's on the phone.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes.
I think this is great.
What do you think's great?
I like this yoga segment. Go ahead, bud. Keep his leg behind his head.
Okay, now stay that way, Phil, and your lower back will feel just great.
Get your hand off my leg, bud.
No, Mr. Hall said.
Get your hand off my leg.
No, I want your leg to stay there. It'll stretch you out. And you won't have the back problems, and you won't be such a pain in the ass to work with around there.
Gah!
Now take the other leg, Phil, and stick that...
You said you gotta have it back behind your head. Stay that way. You're all pretzeled up. Just the way we like you.
Yeah. Keep them like that.
Gah! Ah!
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to go to Bob Bakey, and Bob is, right now, the Pope has been taken to the hospital, Bob?
As far as we know, Phil, the Pope has been hospitalized right now with a spastic larynx. I'm not quite sure what that is. I don't know how serious something like that is. But that is the news we have right now, that Pope John Paul has been hospitalized because of this larynx condition. And just one reporter's opinion, Phil, as you know, I send jokes to Jay Leno and had one about the Pope being in such bad shape because he hasn't had sex with anyone other than a 14-year-old boy for 50 years, and now I can't use it because...
You don't have to say something like that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I can't use it because it would be in bad taste. And
well, you just said it on the air.
Well, Phil, what I'm trying to say is that they don't...
Hold on for a minute. Look at,
I can't hear you. It's very noisy up here, Phil. I'm in the chopper, and there's a lot of wind, and...
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, David?
What did he just do?
He said the Pope hasn't had sex with it. I don't need to repeat it.
That guy, Bacon! That's Bob Bacon, Omar's big one. This is David G. Hall, you jackass! What are you trying to do?
I don't say... You said you... Are you talking to me? I'm an independent contractor. You can't talk to me.
I don't care if you're an independent contractor! The Pope hasn't had sex with anyone other than a 14-year-old boy for 50 years? Do you understand this man is ailing? That the whole world is now hanging on whether he's going to live? And you come up with a piece of material like that?
I said that I wasn't going to use it. I usually would send something like that to Jay Leno because he pays you for, 10, 15 bucks if he uses something. I got his fax number. By the way, Jay Leno's fax number.
I don't care what his fax number is, man.
What are you two guys ganging up on me for?
I'm telling you, I don't want that material.
I'm using it. Hold on, for you can't tell me what to do. I'm an independent contractor.
Gentlemen, this sounds really bad.
What are you talking about?
Because we're on the air right now. You're dealing with an inter-office issue.
Yeah, you talk. We'll talk about it in your office, David.
Nothing to talk about. But go over to Battery 3.
Battery 3, sir.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it. I got this under control.
Fire!
You ass!
Bob, you killed him.
Damn right I killed him. Oh, listen to him. You killed him.
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry? It's an indicated thing.
You shot him out of the sky, bud. You murdered the man.
I didn't murder anybody.
He didn't murder anyone. Guy comes up with a piece of crap like that. The Pope hasn't had sex with anybody. Do you understand that this guy is sick?
Yes, but you shot Bakian out of the sky. He's dead. Dead. And he's never coming back.
That's Bob Bakian reporting.
Anyway, you guys knew that you were. Were you onto this?
I just winged him.
You winged him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I think I am going to try some of that yoga, though, just to try to maybe loosen up the old. See, what's happened is the back problem, and I don't know if I. Well, I told you guys about it. It's settled down, and now it's just a big knot of pain between my shoulder blades. So I think what I'm going to do is maybe try some of those yoga exercises. Because what will happen, one of two things will happen. It'll either cure the back problem, or I'll get new pain somewhere else. But yoga, it's all a rage right now. I know there's quite a few women that are involved in it. See, the women really picked up on the whole New Age movement. The women are the ones that picked up on herbs, crystals. There's a lot of guys involved in it, but I think it was just the thing that women wanted. I think it plays into that Wicca thing. I think there's a whole witch thing going on there. I don't know what it is, but So anyway, you know, a lot of the women are into the yoga. Like, I used to have a producer on a show who would say to me, can I get off early on Wednesdays, Phil? I'd say, why? My yoga class. Yeah, okay. You know, we get off. Back in those days, we broadcast in the afternoon. So she wanted to split early so she could go over to her yoga class, right? Now, I don't want to be unkind, but shall I just say this? Didn't look like it was doing her any good. Cats that are into yoga don't look healthy to me. They're like vegetarians. They look too thin, too frail. And but like I said, if it helps, maybe it's what I ought to do. I'll tell you one thing that's total bullcrap: sleeping on a floor. I used to do that. I used to think bad back, sleep on a floor. That almost crippled me for life once. The first time this happened to me, my wife was out of town, so naturally I couldn't go crying to my wife and have her make me, you know, hot cocoa or put some orange juice in my Donald Duck mug. So I had to, you know, kind of fend for myself. And I'm sitting there, actually not sitting there, I'm lying there in bed, and this pain is agony. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I know, I'll sleep on the floor. That's what they say you should do. Bull crap. I couldn't move. I couldn't get up. It was like, after 2 hours of that agony, I actually tried to stand up straight. You know what they say is the best thing for your back? Walking. Walking. And walking in water.
If you smoke enough weed, it'll feel like you're walking in water and you don't have to walk.
What an idiot!
Well, it's just a point. It's the material I want to send to Jay Leno.
Yeah, send that to him. I got to hear Jay Leno rolling that one out one night. If you smoke enough dope, it feels like you're walking in water. Good evening, I'm Jay Leno. The stuff you throw in, man. Anyway, walking in water, stuff like that. You're not supposed to lay down on a hard floor, though. It's insanity. The only thing you're going to get are splinters.
It just didn't grab me.
1-800-449-8686. Coming up is Herb Sewell. He's going to be talking about the Michael Jackson case. Scared Straight Senior Citizen Casino Edition is going to be coming up on our program tonight, as well as a few other odds and ends. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Scared Straight. A program designed to scare you into the right course of action. Tonight, our Scared Straight microphones go to a senior citizen casino night.
I want another card, I think.
Oh, you want another card? Well, get a load of her. She wants another card. You got 18 showing. Huh? Does that ring a bell? 21?
I want another one.
Okay. Thank you very much for screwing up the hammer seat. Way to go. That person right there, they might get this. Hey, that's it, a 10. And the guy right here, he needed a 10. He had 11. You screwed up, Mama. You butchered it all beyond belief. Now, guess what? Guess what? Your ass is mine. I own you.
I'm gonna go play roulette.
Yeah, go over and play roulette. Yeah, go watch it go around and round and round. What do you want? Well, you're real good looking.
I want to buy $5 worth.
Well, isn't he the big spender? Five whole dollars, huh? Let's see, that's one chip there. Go ahead, throw it. Throw your money away. What do you want?
Hit me.
Oh, there I hit you. How's that for a joke? Come around here, make a jackass out of me? What do you want?
I want to play. Is this the blackjack table?
No, it just says blackjack because, you know, we're screwing around. We're goofing people. You're stupid and old. You know, you're going to think maybe blackjack means poker. Yeah, it's blackjack. What do you think, it's Caribbean poker or something? Now, what do you want? Cards, I guess? What's that, money? Well, look at you with your big stack of chips there. Looks like maybe you got almost 50 bucks, huh? Want to put it all down? Come on, old man. Have yourself a little fun. Have some guts for once in your miserable, old, stinking life!
I'll just bet $2.
Fine. All right, here we go. Dealer's got 17. You want a card?
What?
Do you want a card?
Huh? He asked you if you want a card, Ben.
Do I want a... Do you want a card? A card? A card?
I drive a Lincoln.
You want a card.
A card? Not what could you want a car? A card! What do you want? You want a card? Do you want a card? Do you?
Yes.
All right. Hey, 21. All right. Pay the dealer. Go. All right, I'll pay you out. What do you want? Want a hit?
I want to think about this.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Everybody set your watches. He wants to think about it. He wants to think about it. Now, the guy right over here, see, he's got... This is the guy that had the 11 the last time. Okay, he's sitting there with 13, right? Now, watch what you take, okay? Because you're going to screw this guy's life up. You're going to screw everything that this guy has ever been in his life. It'll be almost as if you went out and you took a hatchet. You took a plumber's hatchet to his grandchildren's faces. If you take the wrong card...
Hit me.
Here you go. Boom! That's a big one there. Now, what's that? That's a 10. So that gives you 30. Way to go. Sorry. Hey, you want a card?
I'm gonna stay. I feel pretty good.
All right, the man's staying on 9. Hey! God! All right, dealer pays. Have a seat there, Grandma. You look like you're gonna fall down if you don't.
You're awfully rude.
Oh, am I rude? Am I being rude? I'm treating you the same way your own kids treated you, so don't give me that crap. Here we go. Lay your money down, huh?
My understanding is this is free. It's for charity.
No, it's not free. It's not for charity. This is a real casino night, okay? I mean, don't let the authorities... Don't put your money down.
No, I don't want to. I'm not going to pay for...
Give me that purse. Take a... Hey, look at that. A $50 chip, you cheap creep. Put it up there.
Scared Straight. Senior Citizen Casino Night. Brought to you by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You slut! A 30 again!
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to read a couple of emails, maybe more, but these two are in response to last night's Bob Green segment. Mr. Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, was on to say that he didn't think it was fair that Costco got all of that free publicity on the news when the Costco employees at the Glendale store ran out of the store to assist the poor people in that train crash up near Glendale last week when that nutcase tried to kill himself, leaving his truck on the train tracks. And he was on, and he was going on and on in a very unacceptable and disgusting manner about how, you know, he wishes that the train basically crashed outside of his store so his employees could run out there in their red ball caps. And I think at the very end of the bit, wasn't he selling hot nuts and hard-boiled eggs? He could hear the guy hawking them. Get your hot nuts, your hard-boiled eggs! And he was selling beer. Anyway, I got this email from Fred Weinman, and it says, what Bob Green fails to realize is the managers of Costco are just that, managers. They do not think about Costco marketing. What I saw on TV was pallets of water that were provided by Costco without any mention by the media. Costco also provided bandages and other materials as best they could. Bob's hypocritical views have no place on the radio. Someone who sells hot dogs at a murder scene has no... I forgot about that. Bob said that he got started in this business. He got started in the market business when he decided to sell hot dogs at the scene of a murder that people were visiting. Anyone that sells hot dogs at a murder scene has no business criticizing the accidental publicity that Costco may have received. Unless Costco placed the car on the tracks that caused this disaster, there's no reason to pursue any type of investigation. As for the big sign on the rear of the building, that's just smart marketing. Hundreds of consumers pass the area each day and may have an opportunity to see the Costco sign. Big deal. If we follow Bob's line of thought, we would have to sterilize all visual and audible content just in case someone gets a free plug. Get a life, Bob. Fred Weinman, Los Angeles. And I will tell you at this time, Fred, it was me doing the voice of Bob. He's a made-up, fictitious person. All right. And here's yet another email. Craig Britvec, who says, it is unbelievable to me that this guy is a CEO of anything. I can't believe that he wants an investigation of this. This man most likely will lose his position after his call. He also believed the guy was real. What, bud?
Well, you're going to be doing a character next hour, and on account of you telling everybody you do the voice, everything's going to be messed up.
No, bud, there's where you're wrong. You see, I could come on here and say I do the voices of all the characters on this show, and still, in a few minutes, we'll get calls from people believing that the guy's real. You see, it's just human nature, bud.
Hmm. Explain it to me.
Well, you see, but don't make fun of me.
Boy, Dr. Henry.
I'm just saying it's the way people are. People are selective listeners. All right, so there's those two emails we got on the Bob Green segment. We do have Herb Sewell coming up, who will be talking about the Michael Jackson case. I also got a really cool email from a guy in Italy. He says, hey, Phil, his name's Darren. I'm an expat and back. We get email from all over the world. I'm not trying to say that, you know, the show is international in reach, because who knows? We may only have one guy listening in Italy. But we do get emails from Australia, England, Italy, a lot of interesting, Japan, a lot of expatriate. It's interesting to find where expatriate Americans are living. I know there's a big group of us in Germany, but there's a hell of a lot of us in Japan. And, you know, every now and again, you'll get an email from someone saying, hi, Phil, I'm in Malaysia, and I'm down here doing a computer job of some kind. This guy's in Italy. He says, I'm an expatriate and a backstage. I guess that means he's moved out of the country permanent. And I'm a backstage member working in Italy, which means he has a backstage pass to our website. When I listen to your show on my commute to work, I occasionally hear your chair squeaking. I have an idea on how to fix the problem. The next time Dickman shows up for work hungover, unshaven, and nog-lipped, have him swab a little on the bearings. Maybe that'll quit the squeak. Savvy, Darren, Milan, Italy. How about that, bud?
Well, look, I'm not a guy in a vein.
What a retard. What did you say?
I said I'm not starting my job.
Well, it's going to start being your job, so put a little something on there. Did you get that nog lip line?
Yeah, he thinks I'm queer.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Darren. Good idea. Bud often shows up on a Monday with a little bit of that nog lip going on. And not just around Christmas time. Here's one here. Hey, Phil, I love your show. Just wanted to know how I may purchase one of those Ted's of Beverly Hills aprons, even though you took them off of your site. We did take them off the site because they did have the offensive slogan, we want to put our meat in your, and I can't, you know, say. In any event, we've taken those off the site, and they are now collector's items. Literally, this wasn't planned. I had no idea that, you know, it was going to be deemed unacceptable material. So if you've got a Ted's of Beverly Hills apron, you've got a... You got an original. I think I've got one at home, but I'm not parting with that. So, yeah, you're a little bit out of luck there, Chris. If I were you, I'd start snapping up all the Ted stuff, because you never know. We may decide to have him die in a grease fire in his own kitchen or something one of these days. All right, Herb Sewell's coming up next on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.